Dreamscape presents It Happened One Midnight by Sarana DeWild. Narrated by Ramona Master. Prologue. Petunia Blossom had almost reached peak fairy godmother. She and her sisters, Bluebonnet and Jonquil, were so close to the pinnacle of greatness. In the last year, they'd recruited a new fairy godmother in training for the academy. They'd helped break a curse. Petty chose to ignore the fact the curse was her fault to start with. She was counting it as a win. And they were working their magic right under the noses of mortals. Further, they'd managed to not only save their sweet little town of Ever After, filling up all the stores of magic with love, but they were exporting it to the fairy realm and to the rest of the world. Petunia was quite pleased. The only thing missing was their granddaughter Juniper's happily ever after. She sighed over her morning tea and toast in their cottage kitchen. Jonquil stopped what she was doing with the black lace and blood-red hydrangeas she'd been fiddling with, attempting to create a bouquet that would suit the Dracula-themed wedding. Nothing seemed to be quite right. "I recognize that sigh, dearest. Tell us what kind of plot you're hatching," Jonquil encouraged. "Me?" Petty feigned innocence. Bluebonnet snorted. "Obviously you."
"Shall I start some ice cream sodas?"
Petunia grinned.
"Yes, I think you should."
"As long as it's not Gwen and Roderick again. You know they asked us to leave them alone," Jonquil warned. Petty waved her off.
"No, fie on them at the moment anyway. How dare they resist our good intentions?" she laughed. "I do understand, and I'm giving them their space. I'd be upset if someone continued to try to push me to someone I wasn't ready for."
Bluebonnet dropped the glasses she held, and they shattered on the ground.
"Did you just say you were wrong?"
"Let's not get hysterical," Petty said. "Of course not. I wasn't wrong. We planted the seeds. They just have to take root and are slumbering through the long winter. Just wait. They will work out on their own."
Bluebonnet used her wand to clean up the mess and reconstitute the glasses.
"Mm-hmm,"
she fixed Petty with a sharp glance. "Your stance wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that Ransom and Lucky are taking them along to Brazil, does it?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?